Good evening, Mr. Torrance. Care for a drink? Here you are. How is the writing coming along today? Oh, is this the manuscript here? May I see what you've done? Oh, Jack, this isn't very promising. Just pages and pages of nonsense over and over. Is this what passes for a novel today? I'll confess I haven't exactly kept up with literary trends on the other side, but this is rather repetitive. I understand my colleagues here at the Overlook have taken quite the interest in you, Mr. Torrance. Did they put you up to this? Have they been planting whispers in your ear? Whispers of violence? Violence against your family? No. I don't want that. I'm not like them. I may be cursed to haunt this hotel, but I take no pleasure in seeing your family or you harmed. What do I take pleasure in? Well, Mr. Torrance, I take pleasure in your pleasure. I've been watching you and your wife alone, snowed in at a luxury hotel. But you haven't fucked once. I see you when you're alone as well, when you're jacking off. Jack. Well, not off, but right up to the brink, and then nothing. Edging yourself, building up inspiration. Ah, it helps you write, does it? Well, it's also making you easy prey for the more malicious spirits in this gilded cage of the damned. That's how cults work, you know. They deprive you in order to control you. But I want to release you. I want you, your wife, and darling child to be happy. I want you to make this hotel your winter wonderland filled with warm family memories. And I want you to fuck your wife. Yes, I'll be watching. I like to watch. It's what I enjoy most about being astrally tethered to a hotel. The endless parade of live sex to watch. But the winters get so lonely, Mr. Torrance. So lonely and so boring. Oh, am I in your lap now? Sorry, it just looked so cozy. Yes, that's something I can do. And here's another thing I can do. Yes, Mr. Torrance. Very observant. That is a hot, wet pussy you're feeling. You can feel me, and I can feel all of you. My body feels nice, doesn't it? So warm and alive. Just a trick, sadly, and a taxing one at that. I can't hold this physical form for long, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to take your cock out and cut to the chase. That's what being alive is all about, isn't it? Blood rushing through hard, hot flesh. May I? Of course I may. Do you like that, Mr. Torrance? Do you like the feeling of my soft silk gloves stroking your hard, hot cock? Grazing the tip of your shaft with my breath? You're not going to do anything bad, are you, Mr. Torrance? No, no, no. You're a good boy, aren't you? Our loving, loyal caretaker. And you're going to take good care of me, aren't you? Yes. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while I stroke you. Look deep into my eyes, Mr. Torrance. Yes, that's it. Let me inspire you. Lovely. Here's an idea for your book. The Elegant and Lusty Ghost, trapped in a hotel, plays muse to a virile young writer who's all blocked up. She pours him drinks, strokes his ego, and inspires him to fuck his wife like sailor on shore leave. You're going to do that for me, aren't you, Mr. Torrance? You're going to fuck her like a man possessed while I watch. But not before I get my taste. Oh yes, I've been longing to taste this cock of yours since you first set foot in the Overlook. But you've been saving yourself and frustrating me to no end. Oh, eager boy, aren't you? Well, let's just start with my mouth. We have the whole winter after all. No need to rush. Now, I'm going to suck you off, and when I'm done with you, you're going to take that mousy little wife in your arms, whisk her up to the honeymoon suite, and make passionate love to her deep into the night. And make sure you put on a good show for me, Jack. Oh my, look at that pre-cum leaking. Is that where you think your good ideas come from? Silly boy. Yummy. A tad saccharine for my tastes. I prefer something a bit more savory. Let's see what delights you've been squirreling away in those nuts, Mr. Torrance. You know, one perk of being a ghost, I don't have any gag reflex. I can take you as deep as you please. In fact, I don't have any reflexes. So, use your imagination, Mr. Torrance. Face fuck me, choke me, grab a fistful of my hair, pull out your prick and slap me with it. Let me inspire you. Oh my, Mr. Torrance, that's the spirit. Fuck my little ghost throat. Mm-hmm. delicious. My, my. That was invigorating, Mr. Torrance. You really know how to make a girl feel alive. And surely, you saved another volley for the missus? Hmm? Me? Oh, I'll take a stroll in the snow. Soon I'll be returning to my spirit form, and your... creative juices will fall from me. But the masterpiece you blasted down my throat will warm this ephemeral form till then. Being useful to the living is what allows me to take shape, what allows me to feel pleasure. So it's very rewarding. Well then, now that you're properly primed, go take care of wifey. And remember, anytime you get a killy, stabby, murdery urge, think of me and channel it into something productive. When you're ready to drink from the well again, I'll be here. I predict a very fruitful winter for both of us. Ta-ta, Mr. Torrance.